I give notice that I will on tomorrow move the following resolution. Whereas it has been brought to the attention of members of this convention that its presiding officer, both in his official capacity...
Now, Mr. Butt, if you'll wait for a moment, please. I have something to say before you proceed. Just take your seat for a moment. And I have to inform this convention that I have not the slightest intention of tolerating further attack in a position where I cannot defend myself. I am perfectly well aware that a sort of campaign of slander has been carried on against me by persons whose views I am not in agreement with. I am supposed to be in receipt, for instance, of a very satisfying salary as chairman. Even the amount is named. When the simple truth is that I never asked for any salary, I was never offered any, I have never received a cent, and lastly, I wouldn't take it. I have received exactly the same remuneration as you gentlemen receive, and nothing more. But I pay scant attention to these slanders. What I do object to is the slightest hint or insinuation in this house that as chairman of this convention, I have failed at any time to be fair, impartial, and honorable to all members. This chairmanship has meant nothing to me, nothing but additional work and worry and physical discomfort. And I will not tolerate any attempt whatever to call my impartiality as chairman into question. I shall resume my seat in the main body of this chamber and confine my activities to the exercise of my rights as an elected member. But before doing so, I would offer a last word of sound advice, which you will do well to heed. It is this. Remember always, please, that the eyes of the people of Newfoundland are upon us. They are watching our every move and listening to our every word. They are weighing us. At times, I fear, we have gone far to bring democratic institutions into contempt. We have gone far to create a distaste for all forms of elective government. I warn you, remember that not we, but the people of this country are the masters. And we had better not try their tolerance too far if we value our reputations as public men. Gentlemen, this convention is without a chairman.
They got a plan. Yeah. Never got a plan.